This artwork captures a moment in Hong Kong during a monsoon, featuring a minibus, scaffolding, a man walking under an umbrella, and vibrant signage. As we explore the visual components, I encourage you to look closely and think about how these elements work together to create the overall impact of the piece. Let's start with a careful observation of the artwork. Immediately, you might notice the vibrant colors and dynamic shapes that fill the frame. The minibus, with its bright red hue, stands out prominently against the darker backdrop of the rainy street. Scaffolding frames the scene, creating an intricate web of lines and shapes that guide your eye throughout the composition. The man with the umbrella adds a human element to the environment, connecting the viewer to the daily life of the city. As you look at this artwork, consider how each component contributes to the overall atmosphere and narrative. Now, let's break down the elements of art present in this piece, starting with line. The artwork features a variety of lines. Some are straight, like the edges of the minibus and the scaffolding, while others are more fluid, such as the curves of the umbrella. These lines create movement and guide the viewer's eye through the scene, enhancing the sense of action and urgency typical of a monsoon. Can you see how the directional lines lead us from the bus to the man beneath the umbrella? Next, consider the shapes in the composition. The artwork contains a mix of geometric shapes, such as the rectangular forms of the bus and windows, alongside more organic shapes like the rounded curves of the umbrella. This interplay between geometric and organic shapes adds visual interest and complexity, reflecting the dynamic nature of urban life. How do these shapes interact with one another in your perception of the scene? Moving on to color, the palette is dominated by bold, saturated hues. The bright reds, greens, and yellows of the neon signage contrast starkly with the darker tones of the rain-soaked street. This contrast not only draws attention to the bus and signage but also evokes a lively, energetic mood. Many viewers find that such vibrant colors can heighten their sense of excitement about the urban environment. How do the colors influence your emotional response to the artwork? Now let's talk about texture. Although this is a photograph, the surfaces depicted, the glossy finish of the bus, the roughness of the scaffolding, and the wetness of the street, convey a rich textural quality. This variety in texture adds depth to the image, inviting viewers to engage more closely. How does the texture enhance your experience of the scene? In terms of space, the arrangement of elements creates a balance between positive and negative spaces. The bus occupies a significant portion of the composition, while the surrounding scaffolding and street fill the negative space, creating a sense of depth. The overlapping elements, such as the man walking past the bus, further enhance this spatial relationship. How do you perceive the balance of space in the artwork? Now, let's consider form. While this is primarily a two-dimensional piece, the use of light and shadow creates an illusion of depth. The reflections in the wet pavement and the highlights on the bus give a sense of volume, making the scene feel more immersive. How does the three-dimensional quality affect your understanding of the environment depicted? Having identified these elements, let's shift our focus to the principles of design that organize them. Starting with balance, the artwork displays an asymmetrical balance. The minibus on one side and the figure with the umbrella on the other create a visual equilibrium that feels dynamic yet stable. This balance enhances the overall composition and adds to the liveliness of the scene. Next, let's look for harmony within the artwork. There's a recurring theme of urban life, echoed through the use of similar colors and shapes. The neon signage and bus colors create a cohesive visual experience, binding the elements together and emphasizing the narrative of city living. When we discuss contrast, it's evident in the stark differences between the bright colors of the bus and signage against the darker, rain-soaked background. This contrast not only adds visual interest but also directs focus to the elements that embody the energy of Hong Kong during a monsoon. How does this contrast impact your perception of the scene? Now, let's identify the emphasis in the artwork. The focal point appears to be the minibus, highlighted by its vibrant color and position in the composition. The surrounding elements, particularly the man with the umbrella, lead the viewer's eye back to this central feature, enhancing its significance. Analyzing movement, the arrangement of lines and shapes creates a flow that guides the viewer's gaze through the scene. The diagonal lines of the scaffolding and the orientation of the bus suggest a sense of action and urgency, mirroring the experience of navigating a rainy urban landscape. Lastly, consider scale and proportion. The size relationships between the minibus, scaffolding, and the figure create a sense of realism and relatability. The proportions feel true to life, allowing viewers to connect more deeply with the scene. In conclusion, Diki Suzuki's Monsoon Lion Rock masterfully integrates these elements of art and principles of design to convey a vibrant snapshot of urban life during a monsoon. The interplay of color, line, and shape creates a dynamic atmosphere filled with energy and emotion. As you reflect on the artwork, think about how these components come together to evoke a sense of place and time, inviting viewers to engage with the complexities of city living. Thank you for joining me in this visual exploration.